Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Joe Knight being back on the show. Joe's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this is his 8th anniversary of hanging out with us. He's a co-owner and senior consultant at Business Literacy Institute. He's the co-author of a number of books, including Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs, Project Management for Profit, so on and so forth. And he's one of the guys we turn to when we want to get smarter in the financial management of our business. He's our good friend Joe Knight. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Also, Setpoint Systems, right? That's another one of your organizations.
Yeah, manufacturing company I'm involved with. Exactly right.
And so, one of the things you're doing these days, Joe, is looking into some angel investing opportunities. So, tell us what your approach to angel investing looks like, and a little bit about what you're finding out there from the startups.
Yeah, you know, with Setpoint Systems, we've got that business running to a point, my partner and I, where we're not day-to-day in that anymore. And so, we really serve as a very active board member, so we have some extra time. So we started looking at small businesses and small business opportunities, entrepreneurs that have good ideas that need a little bit of capital, and started doing some micro and some angel investing. And we've seen, you know, there's a lot of interesting niches out there. We've looked at some solar stuff. We've also looked at some medical, basically medical related to the HSAs and the cash high deductible plans, setting up networks and that
right.
sort of thing are the two that we're involved in. And we've a couple of other opportunities we've looked at. So, you know, Jim, what we found is there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that have great ideas, but they just don't have the funding. But a lot of them don't know how to control or spend their money in a wise way.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we...
how to capitalize it.
Yeah, that too. And so we actually have to coach some of these entrepreneurs on how to set up a deal that's fair because they don't understand that. We also have to coach them on understanding how critical it is not to spend money on things that aren't important when you're starting a small business.
That's part of what I mean by capitalizing a business.
Yeah. We've seen some sad cases in the past where we lost some money with some people. So one of the things we've learned is if we're going to put money into a small business, we've got to control the purse strings initially and coach the entrepreneur and make
right.
sure that the money's spent in a way that will get them ahead.
So when you're an angel investor, you and your partner are the only ones. You don't join a group and necessarily.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
I
wanted to point that out because some people like to join an alliance and be part of a board that manages, you know, different investments, and you'd rather go in and be more of a hands-on angel investor.
Yeah, hands-on little board, and the idea is to help them get the business to a point where you have a little bit of revenue. Then
right.
once you're there and you have revenue and you can see profit coming, or you're close to profit, then you can go out and raise some real money and grow the business. So
well, I like what you're talking about too, because folks, as you know, as I've said and reported on the show many times, when you think of an angel, you're not just thinking about their money; you're thinking about either their contacts or their expertise, or both, or all three.
Right. And some angel investors don't, or some entrepreneurs don't understand that the most important thing when you're starting a small business is develop a customer base and sell some product. And once
that's
you have a little bit of revenue,
I want to ask you about that because you know when I talk to people about, I'll meet someone, I'll say, what are you doing? They say, well, I've got a startup, and I said, okay, what's your next step? They say, well, I'm looking for funding, and I said, well,
all
how
right.
many customers do you have? Well, I don't have any customers. I'm looking for funding. And I said, well, how do the funders know the dogs will eat your dog food?
Right. So exactly right, Jim. So we're coming into some of these ideas that look good, and we're doing a really small investment. to help them get some dogs that are eating the dog food. Then when you go to raise money, you have a valid product that's been proven that people are buying, and you can get a lot better deal without giving up so much of your business for a certain amount of money that you need to get the business going. And that's kind of what when I say angel investment, that's what we look for. We look for those opportunities, and we make a deal with our entrepreneur that we feel is fair. They feel is fair, but we want to give them that chance to get some of their products sold, make a couple prototypes. And once you start selling the product and have a little bit of demand, then when you go to the market to raise more capital, you have a lot better position to keep more of your company rather than give it all up to the outside investors.
Let's
that's
talk
kind of what we do.
Let's talk about this some more. Give us your website, please, Joe.
Business-literacy.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. And Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs is one of his outstanding books. Also, Project Management. Second.
Yeah, I'll just tell you right now, we have Financial Intelligence Revised Edition now, too.
Okay, good. Good deal.
It's a good book to look at.
Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.